Welcome to Up the Villa podcast for our WSL preview and a first for Up the Villa podcast of previewing the same game twice. This is our second Chelsea match preview this week. So the men's team playing Chelsea away, the women's team are playing Chelsea at home. So wouldn't it be good to get 6 points against Chelsea going into next week? And me, Ryan and Hannah were at the WSL game. Justin wasn't invited. So, Justin, what did you make of it? Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it while I was tiling my kitchen, you know, the joys of jobs at home. Yeah, I'm really impressed with them. Watched them a few times this season on the FA player. And they're a very good team, aren't they? You know, that top four in the WSL has been a really, really tough nut to crack for a long, long time now with the investment that they've seen and the players that they've managed to accrue over the years. They are all very, very, very good. So I suppose you can say the best of the rest is fifth down, but I think we're doing a very, very good job now of closing the gap to the top four, let alone being best of the rest. I think we are now got to be classed as serious contenders over the next few years to break that dominance of that top four. And from what I'm seeing, recruitment wise in the summer was fantastic. Quality on the pitch is just getting better and better all the time. The manager's doing a fantastic job. She's really harnessed that bunch of players. The fans are on board with it. The club are on board with it. It's just, you know, it's been probably the biggest success story for me this season for the whole club. You know, we've seen the improvement the men's team have had under Unai Emery, but what Carlo Ward's done over the full season in reinvigorating this Villa team from being sort of struggling over the last two seasons to stay up to now becoming the best of the rest and even better than that, I think you've got to take your hats off to all of them and say just what a fantastic job they're all doing. And if the recruitment's anything like again in the summer, you know, the owners seem to be massively behind them as well. So it bodes well for the next few years. You know, I've got two daughters and I went down to Villa, you know, loads when they were kids. You know, they're 19 and 15 now and they're sort of drifting away a little bit now. But I wish the women's team was as strong as it is now when I first started going down. You know, I had to take them to the men's game, really. But I would love to have taken them to the women's game. It's a fantastic way to get to watch football. It's a great environment, I think, as well. So, yeah, all credit to the whole of the club, really, and everything they're doing.
Yeah, and I think it's easy to just look at one player and think Rachel Daly's the reason why Villa are where they are. But, there's so much more to this Aston Villa women's side than just Rachel Daly up top. You know, what I watched, you know, the last couple of games I've watched an actual team. I've watched a team with the ball, without the ball. I'm watching youngsters coming through now. So like you say, everything that what they're doing is just absolutely fantastic. And, you know, everybody wants the women's game to grow, but it's okay growing it by having like bums on seats in stadiums, but you actually need a competitive league. And for so many years, it's just been two teams, Chelsea and Arsenal, like running away with it. And now you've got the two Manchester clubs at the top. You've got Villa sort of keeping everybody else honest as well. I just think it's brilliant for the league in general as well. So, Hannah, how are you feeling about this game? Because it feels like the warm-up for the actual main event that's coming later on, doesn't it? So how are you feeling about it?
It certainly is a warm-up because their next fixture is also against Chelsea and the pressure will be on in the semi-final of the Cup. So it is a big test, like you mentioned, for a long time in women's football. It's been, you know, one or two clubs that have poached all of the internationals, have had all of the investment, and it's, you know, it's just that same cycle. But there really is a positive momentum in the women's game now, and it's all being driven, yes, from bums on seats, from broadcasting and commercial, everything, you know, in the footballing world, you need all of the pieces to come together And it finally feels like the pieces are starting to fall into place, and eventually there's going to be more and more funding and money going to the game, which means more talent ultimately. You know, we've seen this season that Villa Women have been able to recruit some excellent talent, which, you know, come from different international squads, been poached from other top teams in the WSL. So it's starting to feel more like that competitive league, and it's the competitiveness that really drives the quality, and we're seeing that this year. We pointed out a few great performances on Sunday. Nobbs, Daly, Dali. I don't know, I'm going to butcher a name, but Pacheco.
That's fair. Oh, no, that's Ryan. It's his
Ryan's mate.
She's not my go check out her Twitter page, man. I'm full of it.
Exactly.
Very kindly retweeted all the nice words.
Yeah. And like we say, I mean, we're trying to do our bit by, you know, with the blogs and stuff. But yeah, I thought that was some brilliant individual performance.
I've got to say that it went down so well last week. You know, like every piece of content that we put out was like fully engaged. The vlog, yeah, the preview, the reaction. So I just want to say from like our point of view, it's here to stay now. So there will be like consistent content coming out every time they play.
And it's important, like I say, you need all of these pieces to feed into the wider ecosystem that makes women's football more valued, more appreciated by everyone. And yeah, when we turn up at Villa Park, how many of us? Nearly 7,000 or so, 7,000. You know, that's 7,000 people who are there to support Aston Villa at the end of the day. It's not there to support Aston Villa women. We're supporting our club, and that's, you know, the academy, the men's and the women's team. And they're feeling it as well. They're playing with pride, a lot of these players now, because they can see how much it means to fans and they can feel the culture is improving. So going into this game, they know what the challenges and the task is. They're going up against a really top side with some excellent players, loads of internationals in the squad. They won't underestimate that. There's a lot of eyes on them now. They're starting to get a bit of attention. Look at this Aston Villa side. They're starting to eke up the table and, you know, they're beating Man City and all sorts. So there will be pressure, but I think Carla Ward has built a nice culture around this team. They seem like a great bunch who are really starting to gel together. There's a lot of movement in the women's game, lots of short-term deals and contracts that, you know, you have a lot of movement transfer wise. So when you do start to build that nice sort of structure and core of a team, it makes the world a difference as well, because you do start to get that chemistry between the players. So we'll see. I think it is a test. Ultimately, I think this season we will just kind of bob along in that fifth position. So if this is just a dress rehearsal for the semi-final, then bring it on, because that, to be fair, is probably an even bigger game, because it's on an even bigger stage and it has even more sort of riding on it. But I expect to see another good performance. We've proven we can score goals now. I think Leicester didn't trouble us too much this weekend, but even the defence looked really solid when we did have questions asked of us. So I think that they'll be buzzing, won't they, with confidence from this weekend just gone. So what better time to go up and play a really strong side like Chelsea?
Yeah, and we did try and get Ralph on for this episode, but his agent said he was too busy. So
I'm still concussed from the foam finger.
But
he's at boxing training tonight.
Yeah, I was sitting in front of Ryan and Ralph, and Ralph, he couldn't get his eyes off the old 10, could he, Ryan?
No, he's gravitating towards it. That's my boy. I was proud of him. That's my boy. That is.
He's like, Dad, what's that up there?
I thought, that's where me and Luke sit. Up there. Yeah, man. Yeah, he loved it. It's such a chilled environment, isn't it? Going to the women's game, it's very family orientated. It real, real good vibe before the game. I love taking the kids down there.
Cool.
So, fuming that there was no Peppa Pig in the fun zone, though, mate. Absolutely fuming. Where was she?
He had his autograph book out.
To be fair, we was in the Trinity, and you walked in, and we was like, "What's wrong with him? Got a right face on him."
But he had a good kick about. There's plenty going on in the fun zone, and going out a beer and watched the game, and it was a very enjoyable game, and like you guys have said, it was like a complete team performance. I did a statistical analysis piece that you touched on earlier, and I could have picked any single player on that pitch. You know, you looked at Hampton, a saves, a shot blocking, her and distribution was unreal. That was one of the stats I was looking at. Jordan Nobbs was just buzzing around. I looked at her stats. Her passing stats were incredible. Lyman was in on the goals. Kenza Dali just glides across the pitch, doesn't she? She's made such a difference. Rachel Daly's just ruthless. There were so many people to pick from, but I did go with Maz's performance. I just felt like everything just went down that left-hand side. There's great link-up play. And when I watch a game and I sort of think of doing these pieces, you know, something catches my eye and her performance did, and then I'll go and look at the stats then to see whether the stats can back up my opinion. And they did. Her passing stats, progressive passes, a ball carries, a assist. Oh, she was top quality. So it is a real good team. And the form they're in at the minute, if you want to go and play Chelsea, then this is the type of form you want behind you going into this game. Chelsea are playing Lyon. They're in the second leg of the Champions League on Thursday night. So, you know, it's not much recovery time until Sunday. So real good chance to go at them. And I know there was talk of a lot of the women were quite tired after the extra time against West Ham and all the effort that went. Not West Ham. It was West Ham the previous round. So they had extra time against West Ham in the previous round of the FA Cup. Then they had extra time against Manchester City. So there was talk of tiredness, but you get that early goal, the crowd was behind you, and you just find that energy, don't you? And I think that will roll into Saturday's game, and I think, you know, you've got to lay a marker down now. The attention's there, the form's there, and now is a real good chance to test yourself against, you know, the best Chelsea. You know, they've won 5 titles since the formation of the WSL in 2011, so they are top quality. You know, the manager Emma Hayes, she's unreal. She's built a squad of absolute winners. You know, Sam Kerr has banged goals in for the last 2 seasons. But it's a real good chance to go and test yourself and let's see where we are. And, you know, you get a result and put a performance in. That's what you want heading into a semi-final, isn't it? You know, plant that seed in the Chelsea players' heads that, you know, we're a team on the up and we want that cup final place as well. So, plenty going on.
It's all about mentality as well, isn't it? You know, it's like Chelsea are a point behind the 2 leaders with a game in hand. So there's pressure. There's pressure on them. There'll be pressure in the semi-final as well. So, the men's side and the women's side, they're a little bit similar, like in the sense of like they're a dangerous team to play against because they have a way of playing, they have a philosophy, they have a brand of football that they want to do, and they will bring it, and they will try and, you know, not sit back and just soak up pressure. So I think it's going to be an exciting one, and I think my final point that I'd like to say is I'd like to leave the game on Sunday with giving them a question. Do you know what I mean? So something for them to think about until the next time we play them, where, you know, I think that's what we need to do. There needs to be a little summit in their mindset that's like, you know, that they are a good side and we, you know, we've got to be up for it in that cup game as well. So we'll go with some score predictions then. Again, I don't think they're going to lose this, you know. I think it's going to be a draw. I think it's going to be like a high scoring score draw. I'm going to go 2-2. Hannah, what would you go with?
I'm backing them we're on like eight games unbeaten or something crazy now. So I think maybe a 1-1. Like I say, set the level for the semi-final. We'll see how we get on.
Ryan?
Yes, I'm going to go for the same as Hannah. I'm going to go 1-1. I think the game midweek for Chelsea now, I think that's playing to our favour. So, 1-1.
And Justin?
I think we're going to beat them. We're going to beat them twice. I don't think we're going to beat them once. We're going to beat them twice. With one of the form teams in the league, I think we're second in the form table, 13 points from the last five games. We've already beaten Man City. I think we're going to beat him at home. Fortress Villa Park. Let's go and turn them over 2-1 and then knock them out of the cup as well.
Wait, it's Fortress Bescot, but...
Bescot on Sunday, is it?
Yeah. There you go. But it is a fortress, and they do want to play there as well.
That's been one of Villa's big improvements this season, Luke. Last season, couldn't buy a win at home, couldn't buy a win at the Bescot. It was all about the away form. That's what sort of kept us up last season. But this season, complete turnaround, much more entertaining for the home fans.
Cool. Right. We'll leave it there then. So you'll have a match reaction after the game as well. So thanks everybody that's been enjoying the content. If you haven't subscribed to it, subscribe. Up the Villa.
Up the Villa.
Up the Villa.